Hi, everyone, and welcome to Simple Marketing Academy. This is where small business owners, entrepreneurs, and solopreneurs come to learn very simple, cost-effective marketing techniques so they can gain more clients, make more sales, increase their revenue, and grow their business. My name is Jill Fox, and I am the co-owner of Fox Social Media. Along with my son, Tanner J. Fox, we help businesses, practices, and brands to market, advertise, and grow online. And we've been doing this since 2010. So happy to have both the Simple Marketing Academy podcast and the Simple Marketing Academy show on YouTube so that we can help all of you as well. So let's get started.
In this video, we're going to be breaking down how the Instagram algorithm actually works and how it decides what content to recommend to other people so you can get your content seen more. So believe it or not, Instagram actually shares how their algorithm works. Now, they have this page in their Transparency Center that kind of explains their algorithm, but it's aimed more from a consumer side, but you can get a lot of data on how the algorithm actually works from this. So the first thing they explain here is how their Instagram Explore algorithm works. Now, they have a bunch of different ones. It's different for Reels, it's different for individual posts, for search. Now, this is the Explore page, so where you're gonna see a bunch of different content, usually not from creators you follow. You can see Reels, you can see images, and so on. So how it works, first off, they pretty much gather all of the content that's on Instagram and says what meets our guidelines. That's the first step. They gather inventory. Then they look at different signals, which we're going to talk about down below, which is really what is impacting the algorithm. And then they rank that content for each individual user or just that content in general based off of however, what type of buckets they want to put it in, you could say. And then that is then how content would be recommended in that order. Now, there are a lot of different things that influence this, and they describe it pretty well here when they talk about how the algorithm actually works and how it gives you content. So in order to understand this, when you're on the Explore page, they break it down into four classes that they call Recommender 1, 2, 3, and 4. So right here, you can see how they classify these four. So Recommender number 1 is just content that is in a square format. This can be Reels, this can be photos, but it's what is in a square format on the actual Explore page. Recommender number 2 is what happens when you click on one of those squares because it changes from just being on the Explore page to now you're in what they like to call a chain of posts, so how you interact from that. Recommender number 3 is any reel that is vertical on the Explore page. And then recommender number 4 is when you click into one of those vertical reels, what you do in that reels chain. So those are the four ways they break it down. I'm gonna go through these. A lot of them are similar to each other. So first one will take a little time and then we'll go a little faster through these. So recommender number 1 is content that is either a photo, a reel or video that appears as a square on your Explore page. So what is affecting what content is put there? How do you get your content shown there for people to click on? And again, keep in mind, this is from the consumer side, so that's how it's worded, but you can take a lot of content from this and understanding about the algorithm. So the way they break it down is they tell you what the kind of factor is here, and then the signals they look at that influence this factor up here. So first one is how likely you are to click on a post, and they say these are the things that influence that. So the age of the post, new content's probably gonna be pushed more. Total number of times people have seen or clicked the thumbnail of the post. So this is just saying the click-through rate. If you're shown on the Explore page a bunch and no one's clicking your post, it's probably not gonna get pushed. It's not as interesting to those people. So having a good thumbnail on the Explore page is important. How many thumbnails of posts this person has seen? Not really relevant to us. How many times post has been viewed first in a chain of posts? Again, chain is when you click in and then people scroll through and see it. Now, what this one means, this is a little bit confusing to me, and it might be to you guys as well, but what I take away from this is if they clicked this piece of content and entered a chain from that, so all of this is pretty much, except for the top one, your click-through rate. Then the next factor for this is how likely you are to click not interested on a post. So if people are clicking not interested on your post, your content, then it's less likely to get pushed, especially to people who share similar interests and things to this person. Now, if you look at the signals down here, it says how many times you've clicked not interested on posts and how many times people have clicked not interested on the specific post. So it weighs people who click not interested a ton, way less than people who click not interested very rarely. Next is how likely someone is to share a post. And then again, the signals, age of the post, new content's gonna perform better usually. How many times people have seen the thumbnail. So again, you have your click-through rate here and here. So how many times people have clicked the post or clicked to reshare the post. So this again is gonna be click-through rate a little bit, but then reshare rate based off of that click-through rate as well. And then the authors of the post that you've seen in chains of posts and clicked reshare. So if someone is looking at similar authors to you, your competitors, then if they're more likely to reshare that content, it might rank a little higher. So hard for you to directly influence that. And then the next is whether or not they click like on the post. So likes on a post, obviously engagement are gonna matter when it comes to ranking. And things that affect this, again, you're gonna see age of the post on all these, so I'm gonna start ignoring that. How many times people have seen the thumbnail of the post? So click through rate again, right here for these two. And how many times it's been first in the chain of posts. So this is just how likely someone is to like it. So if you are getting more likes than normal when it comes to these factors, so if you have a good click-through rate and a good like ratio, then it's gonna get pushed up a little bit more. So that's one of the factors as well. The next is how likely someone is to follow you after a post. So how likely you are to follow a post's author. So things that influence this, how many times people have seen the thumbnail. So again, click-through rate. So it seems like they're going from a wide range of the entire explore page. And if you click on it, so they're going from the very beginning instead of just from when someone's actually on the individual post. How many times it's been viewed in that first chain? So again, these are just pretty much click-through rate. And then how many times this individual person's followed people. So if someone's following a lot of people from the explore page and from clicking on content, it's not gonna weigh as much as someone who maybe doesn't follow people as much. So having a call to action or something where you're asking people to engage or to follow you is going to increase these metrics. And these are things that do affect the algorithm, be it maybe not as heavily as other things, but they do affect it. So this is something that you can use to try and kind of bump up the algorithm. Next is how likely someone is to spend more than 5 seconds viewing your post. And again, this all starts with age of the post, and then you have the click-through rate also right here, and then the total amount of time people have spent viewing the post. So the total watch time, and they probably take the average watch time as well. And then how many times post has been viewed in the first chain of posts. Again, you're gonna see these three or four on all of them for the most part, because it is just from that initial explorer page. But if someone's staying on the post for more than 5 seconds in a chain, then that is gonna be beneficial to the algorithm. So having a good hook or something that just captures their attention and keeps them for at least 5 seconds is gonna be really important for the ranking and the algorithm. And that also affects things like your total watch time, your average watch time, that also play into the algorithm. And then the last for this one is how likely they are to save the posts. So saves, again, all the same stuff, except for how many times people have saved or clicked the post. So again, the ratio of saves to clicks or views on the post. So if you have good ratios for your engagement, your click-through rate on your thumbnail, your saves, likes, comments, all of those shares, then it is going to push this content more. So that's recommender number one. Recommender number two, again, is once you click into a piece of content and you go into that chain, what you see when you go next and scroll, recommender number two is going to explain how it chooses that content. So for this, whether or not you will like a post or those that come after it. So again, they're going based off of engagement here, and they do weigh it. So likes from an account that like a ton of posts are gonna weigh less heavily than those from accounts that don't like content as often. And you can see that right here. So how many posts they've liked total, and then how many posts they've clicked like on in Explore or in a chain of posts. And then it also is how many times you've seen the collection of thumbnails of posts in Explore. So if you're seeing the same content in Explore, you might see the same one a couple times. How many times are you seeing this, and how long does it take you to like a certain post or click on it? Next is how likely they are to spend 5 seconds viewing a post or scrolling through it. We talked about this already on number one. Same thing here. And they do also weigh it against other users as well. So total amount of time people have spent viewing the post and how many times the post has been viewed. So your average watch time, that means how many times the post has been viewed for at least 1 second in the chain. So usually people will swipe pretty quick through the chain. If they stop for even 1 second, that does affect this. So that's a good thing. Obviously, better watch time, you're gonna get pushed up more. And then how many times you've seen the collection of thumbnails or posts in the Explore. So again, how many times they have to see it, that click-through rate, kind of same thing here. And lastly, how likely you are to scroll through a comparatively large number of posts in a chain of posts. So obviously this is a little general, comparatively large. So they obviously want you staying in the chains for a while. The longer someone stays in it and the more content they see, the more money they make because they can show them more ads. You got to think of it from Instagram's side. So how likely they are to scroll through a large number of posts in this chain. So how many posts are they clicking into? How many are they scrolling past and how much time they are spending in it are all factors. So again, a lot of it comes down to capturing that engagement and keeping people on your posts. So that's recommender number two, pretty similar to one. And then recommender number three is the rectangular content. So the reels that you're going to see on the explore page. And again, some of this will share the same stuff, but it is a little different since this is exclusively video. So how likely you are to click on the reel, again, click through rate, how likely you are to scroll to the next reel. So if you don't click that first one in the explore, you scroll down, how likely are they to scroll down and go to that second one at all? Or did they just look at explore and then close it? So again, this is somewhat click-through rate, but somewhat other information as well. How likely you are to reshare a reel. So again, they're measuring how many thumbnails that person's seen. So again, the click-through rate. So thumbnails are important for when it comes to the explore page. And then the bottom one's more for just this individual, so we can not worry about that. Obviously, reshares and that engagement is important. How likely you are to watch the full length of a reel. So someone watching a complete reel does weigh into this on the side of average watch time, total watch time. And then something else that's not mentioned here is also replays. So if they watch it more than once, their average views go up. So those are all factors in here as well. And then whether or not someone will click like on a reel, so how likely someone is to click on a reel, this isn't really important to you. But you can see they do weigh these likes and watch time a lot when it comes to this. Looks like it's mainly click through, watch time or time they stay on a post, and how they engage with it. And then number four, again, this is pretty much the Reels algorithm by itself. And this is when you click into from the explore page into the reels and you're in that reels chain now. So when you're only seeing reels, so the amount of time it's predicted to watch a reel. So if someone is predicted to watch 5% of a reel and they watch more, then it might be a good post and they might push it a little bit more. And you can see they say these things influence how much time someone is predicted to spend on a reel. You have the length of the reel. So if you have a long reel and someone watches it all, it's probably worth a lot more than if someone has a 5 second reel and someone watches it all. Amount of time watching reels and how many of those were short reels. So again, that length of reels, they are measuring. I don't know exactly where they have that cutoff. I would assume they have a couple, probably around 7 seconds, 15, 30, and then 60. And then how many reels you've watched more than 25% of. So 25% is a category they are measuring for average watch time or view duration, you could say. So that is something to keep in mind. You want to get people to stay at least that 25%, especially those first 5 seconds, as we saw before. And then this next one, how likely someone is to watch a reel more than once and engage with it. So this is that replay. So someone watching it more than once and engaging by liking or commenting. So those factors come into here. How likely someone is to reshare the reels. Again, just reshares here. How likely you are to watch a reel at least once. So again, that rewatch, how many reels they've watched 25% of, we see that again, so we can tell that's gonna be important. And then they talk about the time and length of the reels again. See those a lot, you're gonna keep seeing them and they are important. Next is how likely you are to share a reel off of Instagram. So not on Instagram where you're DMing it to someone, but off of Instagram. So they probably weigh this a little bit heavier than reshares on the platform. One, it takes a little more work. Two, you are bringing people from other platforms onto Instagram, so that could be beneficial to Instagram, obviously. So they probably weigh this heavier than just normal reshares. The next, how likely you are to follow the author of a reel. So how likely someone is to follow you after viewing your content. This is going to be beneficial if you're following someone after viewing a piece of content. That probably means you liked that content in that creator. So that's going to be a decent sized factor in this ranking algorithm. So having a call to action or something to get them to like or follow you after this is beneficial to the algorithm. And then these next couple are kind of interesting. So how likely someone is to use audio from a reel that they watch. So if you create a reel with a certain piece of audio and they are doing things like click the audio link or clicked use audio to create their own post with it, that is something that goes into the ranking factor in the algorithm. So it's something to keep in mind when it comes to choosing your audio, how you're going to name it and what type of audio you're using as well. And then again, how likely they are to save audio from a reel. And they say this indicates that they're going to create a reel if someone saves the audio, which I think is kind of a big jump. If someone saves the audio, they might just like it, but they do take that into account. So the saves and the use audio. And then the last one is how likely they are to watch less than 3 seconds of a reel. So if someone's watching less than 3 seconds, it's probably not relevant to them and this individual. So you need that watch time, and you can see how important watch time is through all of these. So those are the factors for that recommender number 4. Now, this is just for the Explore feed. This is also for Reels. And there are some other factors that I feel like they didn't really mention in here as well. Some of it being what you do after they watch your content. If someone is leaving instantly after watching your reel and leaving and closing the platform, that's not beneficial to them. So I'm assuming they do track that. I know YouTube tracks that, so I would assume they would as well. So keeping people on the platform is important. I did not see much about sharing posts through DMs to other people on here. I would assume that is also beneficial. If everyone shared your post, that's double the amount if you're just DMing it to someone. But when it comes to the Explore page, these are all of the types of signals they're looking at. Now, I won't say all, but there's just a lot of them, and this is from the consumer side again, not the content creator side. So there's definitely things in here that aren't mentioned, but what you can take away from this is watch time, engagement, and click-through rate on your thumbnails and getting people to follow are really the 4 main things when it comes to having content actually getting pushed to that Explore page. Now, another thing they don't mention in here is how they categorize that content based off of keywords, what's in your video, what's said in your video, if you have a video, if it's audio, what's shown on the screen, what is your caption and what tags you use. That's probably how they're classifying what the content is actually about, and then how they rank it against other competitors. So those are all things to keep in mind.
If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us at foxsocialmedia.com. On our website, you'll find that we have done for you services through Fox Social Media, where we help businesses, practices, and brands to market, advertise, and grow online. And we've been doing this since 2010. This is a done for you service. We also have services for very small business owners, entrepreneurs, and solopreneurs who can't afford done for you services. And this is a very inexpensive program called Simple Marketing Support, where we're there to teach you, support you, and answer your questions. You can find more about all of our services if you go to foxsocialmedia.com. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you in the next episode.